WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, folks. Welcome back to Fortitude First, your daily dose of stoic wisdom to navigate this crazy world. I'm your host, Brandon Cole, and let me tell you, life can get pretty intense sometimes. You know that feeling when everything seems to be piling up? Work deadlines, relationship drama, social pressures, it's enough to make anyone want to crawl under the covers and pull the blankets over their head. But before you do that, hold on a second. Because today we're talking about something incredibly important: practicing acts of self-love for your mental health. Now, I know what you're thinking. Self-love isn't that a little, well, indulgent? No, not at all. Think of it this way: imagine you're on a long road trip. You wouldn't run your car without checking the oil, would you? You need to refuel and maintain your vehicle to keep going, right? Well, your mental health is like that car. It needs regular checkups, maintenance, and a whole lot of self-love to keep running smoothly. So, let's dive into 5 key takeaways that can help you cultivate a little more self-love in your life. First off, learn to say no. I'm not talking about being rude or antisocial, but setting healthy boundaries is crucial for self-care. You can't pour from an empty cup, right? If someone asks you to do something that drains your energy or compromises your well-being, it's okay to politely decline. Remember, prioritizing your needs isn't selfish, it's essential. Number 2. Make time for things that genuinely bring you joy. Life gets busy, I get it. But carving out time for activities that nourish your soul is non-negotiable. It could be anything from reading a good book to spending time in nature, listening to music, or pursuing a creative hobby. These little moments of joy can make a world of difference in your overall mental health. Thirdly, practice mindfulness and self-compassion. We're all human, and we mess up sometimes. Instead of beating yourself up over mistakes, try to treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a friend. Acknowledge your feelings without judgment, and remember that setbacks are opportunities for growth. Fourth, fuel your body with nourishing food and get enough sleep. It might sound simple, but these basic needs have a profound impact on your mental well-being. Think of it like this. You wouldn't expect a car to run smoothly on junk fuel and no sleep, would you? Treat your body with the respect it deserves by providing it with the nutrients and rest it needs to thrive. And lastly, connect with others who uplift and support you. Building strong relationships is crucial for our mental health. Surround yourself with people who make you feel good about yourself, who encourage your growth, and who offer a listening ear when you need it most. Remember, we're all in this together. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're heading into a big presentation at work. Your heart is racing, butterflies are fluttering, and self-doubt starts creeping in. You might be tempted to spiral into negativity and stress yourself out even more. But instead, what if you took a moment to practice some self-love? Maybe you take a few deep breaths, remind yourself that you're well-prepared and capable, or visualize success. Perhaps you grab a healthy snack to fuel your energy, or listen to an uplifting song on your way to the meeting room. These small acts of kindness towards yourself can make all the difference in how you approach the situation. Remember, self-love isn't about being selfish or indulging in every whim. It's about recognizing your worth, taking care of your needs, and showing your self-compassion. It's the foundation for a happy, healthy, and fulfilling life. So go ahead, embrace that self-love. You deserve it. And remember, folks, this journey is a marathon, not a sprint. Don't get discouraged if you stumble along the way. Just keep practicing those acts of self-love, one day at a time. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some ways you practice self-love in your daily life? Share your thoughts in the comments below and let's inspire each other to live our best lives. Until next time, stay strong, stay resilient, and never stop cultivating that inner fortitude.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.